Heading into our second guest interview of the day today, and a sergeant with the Star Valley Search and Rescue, that's Scott Zinkowitz in studio this morning. Hey, Scott, appreciate your time coming in today as we promote this Kentucky Derby giveaway that's benefiting the Star Valley and Lincoln County Search and Rescues. But want to learn more about the search and rescue today. So first off, just tell us how you got involved with the Star Valley Search and Rescue specifically.
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Well, I'm new to the Valley. I've moved here about 3 years ago and been coming out here for quite a bit, and knew one of the things I wanted to do was get into helping the community when I got out here. I was in law enforcement for 30 years, just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a small area called, well, not small, but it's a town called Greenfield. In fact,
I was guessing Great Lakes area just with our quick interaction here. Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because my assistant chief goes, do you realize that you're moving to a state that has less people than the county that you work in? And I go, yes, that's why I'm moving there. But, you know, coming out here, I saw that I wanted to be part of the community, and on top of some other things that my wife and I have gotten involved with, I wanted to join Search and Rescue. I was asking questions even before I moved out here. And even doing some things, I have some avalanche certification. I'm actually an instructor for avalanche awareness and things like that. But once I moved out here, I got involved with Search and Rescue and really enjoyed that aspect of it. After retiring from law enforcement, I felt that filled the gap that I needed.
Excellent. All right. And you said you even have some horsemanship background. Is that correct?
No horsemanship. Just all motorized background.
Okay. Gotcha. Snowmobile,
avalanche, UTV, hiking, things like that. No, okay. I don't have any horse background, so that's kind of been a wake up moving into the Valley where everybody knows horses.
Yeah. No. It's all good. So since joining the Search and Rescue, you've had a chance to kind of rub shoulders with the other members of the group and also kind of work with them hand in hand on some of these calls. And what's the experience been like for you so far to be part of that group?
It's an amazing experience. Amazing bunch of guys. I've said it many times to people on the unit that there's guys on there that'll forget more about the backcountry than I'll learn. Just a great bunch of guys. And you know, river and all the type of dynamics that the backcountry entails. It's been a great learning experience. I've been going through a lot of different trainings, like high angle rescue, swift water. The unit's really good about sending people to those type of trainings. A lot of first aid. It's been really an eye opener. I'm used to the first responder portion of it, but not the backcountry part of it.
Yeah, and you talk about the trainings that the search and rescues go through. Being an all volunteer group, the search and rescues in Lincoln County on both ends, I mean, these are as good as emergency response crews can be across the nation, and it's an all-volunteer group. So maybe speak to that and the professionalism of a volunteer group like these, like you guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I came from a professional organization. I mean, we were a city of 40,000 people that we had a lot of different calls. I mean, the amount of calls that I went to and the things that I saw in my career were a lot. And coming here and watching a volunteer organization come together and do these rescues is very impressive. Everybody has full-time jobs and families, and to put up the time and do the training and be a cohesive group has been pretty amazing to see.
Scott Zinkowitz in studio this morning. He's a sergeant with the Star Valley Search and Rescue. So as we continue with this Kentucky Derby giveaway, which, just to remind our listeners, is a VIP experience for two and a complete VIP experience. We're talking 4 days, 3-night accommodations, breakfast, hat design and shopping opportunity, local Kentucky horse farm tour, round trip airfare, two reserved first floor clubhouse tickets to the Kentucky Derby. I mean, this is the full VIP experience, and all the proceeds from every raffle ticket sold is going directly to the Star Valley Search and Rescue and the Lincoln County Search and Rescue to help buy new equipment, specifically pickup trucks that are fully outfitted to help with these rescues. And so as we talk about raising funds, doing it this way, I mean, who doesn't want to go experience this incredible Kentucky Derby opportunity? But as a community member who maybe isn't as aware or involved, with the search and rescue as someone like you as a member would be, why should they be willing to support and pull out their wallet for a few bucks to do this?
Well, and first off, I do want to say that we do have a lot of community members that and business owners that do give to the unit, and we appreciate that. But the Fishing Dog Foundation has stepped up to help us with some needed equipment. And I guess one of the things I want to point out is, you know, we have equipment in two different areas of the valley, and we have equipment up in Alpine as well as down here in Afton. The response zone that we have is quite large. I mean, you're talking our response time to different areas in the valley. So the equipment that we need is we need a lot of trucks, different trailers, snowmobiles, you know, UTVs, the jet boat, everything that we have needs to be maintained, needs to be upkept. And it's very important that we get this equipment.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talked about with Sheriff Johnson last week, it's when you see the search and rescue go out, you can kind of take a little pride in saying, hey, I helped with that. Like I was, even though I'm not the one going out, as a community, we can say, well, I helped get that equipment, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, to be part of the community and getting involved with this stuff, the support that we have is actually fantastic. But with any type of first responder, until you actually call for us, some people just don't realize what we do. And I do understand that. But with a smaller community like this, I think it's a lot more involved than what I'm used to. So it's been a great response to this.
Scott Zinkowicz with the Star Valley Search and Rescue. If you'd like to buy some raffle tickets to try and win this VIP experience to the Kentucky Derby, you can find the flyer with Fishing Dog Foundation on their social media pages. It's scattered around Star Valley as well with some flyers. You can also go to the events page of svinews.com and fishingdogfoundation.org. Fishingdogfoundation.org. They're the ones hosting the raffle, putting it all together. And again, 100% of the proceeds go towards the Star Valley and Lincoln County Search and Rescues for these new trucks that are needed and fully outfitted. And again, you could win a trip to the full VIP experience to the Kentucky Derby. Scott, appreciate what you do and coming into our community and making an impact like you have. I guess anything else you'd like to mention about being part of the search and rescue while we have you in studio?
I guess one thing I'd leave with is the fact that if you're going out in the backcountry, make sure you are with someone knows where you're at. And remember that we are a volunteer organization. We will rush to get to you as fast as we can, but there is some time delay. You're going to be out there for a while before we get there.
No doubt. That's Scott Zinkowicz this morning with the Star Valley Search and Rescue. And again, visit fishingdogfoundation.org for the details on the Kentucky Derby giveaway. Fishingdogfoundation.org. It's the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.